Coffee says, just sit there right now. Don't do a thing. Just rest. For your separation from God is the hardest work in this world. Let me bring you trays of food and something that you like to drink. You can use my soft words as a cushion for your head. This is how satsang is. If you manage to just sit, emptying yourself, being relaxed, available, there is nothing to do. Hafiz said, just sit there right now. Don't do a thing. Just rest. And you need to rest. For your separation from God is the hardest work in this world. You have to work hard to be separated from God in all kinds of nonsense. And you've been so good at doing all kinds of nonsense that you have separated. No, stop, relax, come back. Don't do the unnecessary things. Let the energy come back to the source. You don't need to do any work to come back. Just sit there. Don't do a thing. Just rest. Let me bring you trays of food and something that you like to drink. I would love to offer you what you like to drink if you are thirsty. Just tell me. You can use my soft words as a cushion for your tired head. And let the head relax so the energy again can fall into the heart. Welcome to Satsang. We will go on with Buddha today. Love yourself and watch today, tomorrow, always. First establish yourself in the way, then teach, and so defeat sorrow. To straighten the crooked, you must first do a harder thing. Straighten yourself. you are your only master. Who else? Subdue yourself and discover your master. Willfully you have fed your own mischief. Soon it will crush you, as the diamond crushes stone. By your own folly you will be brought as low as your worst enemy wishes. So the creeper chokes the tree. How hard it is to serve yourself. How easy to lose yourself in mischief and folly. The kataka reed dies when it bears fruit. So does the fool, scorning the teaching of the awakened ones, spurning those who follow the law, perishes when his folly flowers. He says, love yourself and watch, today, tomorrow, always. And nobody has been teaching you to love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody then? And this is also a trick, because you can't love yourself if you are not clean, if you are not unburdened. First you have to find yourself. Buddha says, love yourself and watch, today, tomorrow, always. And only if there is love is meditation easy. That's why meditation is very difficult for most people, because they haven't found love. If there is love, then meditation comes easy. Out of love, trust. Out of trust, relaxation. Then going in is easy. But these things, love, trust, relaxation, people have totally forgotten. So he starts with saying, love yourself and watch. Don't do anything. Let this love go deeper. This energy of the heart, let it go deeper. Today, tomorrow, always. First establish yourself in the way. Then teach and defeat sorrow. When you are established in yourself, you have defeated sorrow. But he also reminds the seeker, the disciple, first establish yourself. First be solid, be centered, before you teach, before you say anything. Because this desire comes up in many minds, that you want to say, you want to teach. Be aware of the ways of the ego. Be quiet, study yourself, center yourself, establish yourself in the way, then teach. And so defeat sorrow. And when you are established, then the teaching comes spontaneously. It's not of your doing. Everything you do will be a teaching. But remember, only for the seeker. Don't even waste time to talk to anybody who is not a seeker. You will just be misunderstood. You will just be laughed at. But for a seeker, the teaching, the enlightened one, is always teaching, whatever. In the silence, in words, in actions. To straighten the crooked one, you must first do a harder thing. Straighten yourself. And that is the hard thing. That is what I call the homework. First you have to straighten yourself. You are all crooked. Straighten yourself. Get all the crooked things out. So the energy can rise. The energy cannot rise if you are crooked. To straighten the crooked, you must first do a harder thing, straighten yourself. Buddha is talking to his disciples, teaching them. And you have to share the Dharma, the truth. But remember, do your work first. Straighten yourself first. It's much easier to see the mistakes in other people than your own. Be aware. Be centered in yourself. Study yourself. Straighten yourself out. You are your only master. Who else? You are your only master. Who else? It means you have to study yourself. The whole work for the outer master is just to give you the courage and the confirmation that it's possible. And again put you back on the right path. Because it's very easy to go astray. But remember, you are your only master, who else? Realization has to happen in you. Subdue yourself and discover your master. You have to win over yourself. You have to subdue yourself. He means the ego, your mind, your habit, your illusions. You have to subdue them. You have to become stronger. You have to find something that can win over your ego, your mind. Ordinary people want to subdue, people want to win. They want to rule over other people. Very few people talk about that they have to win over themselves. And if they do, they are looked upon as really strange. Everybody is busy with the other. And everybody is busy fixing the other. Instead of fixing oneself, then you understand the whole game. But then also only you can help others if they are interested. Very few people are interested to subdue themselves, to look at themselves, to work on themselves. Subdue yourself and discover your master. When you win over your mind, your ego, your thoughts, your dreams, your illusions, when everything falls apart of what you think you are, then something else comes. That is always there, but always hidden by these clouds of the mind, of the emotions, of the feelings, of the dreams. That is there in everybody, but is covered by thick fog of the mind. Subdue yourself and discover your master. Willfully you have fed your own mischief. Soon it will crush you, as the diamond crushes stone. You have fed yourself. You have nobody else to blame. Remember, this is the responsibility. Yes, I will even say that you don't know how you have fed yourself. You don't know before you start getting aware. A child just eats anything. And if it's not any conscious parents, alert parents, then the child will eat anything. And that's how most people have been fed, with unawareness. And that is only for the body. What do you see about the consciousness? Willfully you have fed your own mischief. Soon it will crush you. You have done it. Even if you have been unaware, you've been into many things, you've been doing many stupid things, you've been eating bad, you've been thinking bad, you've been doing strange actions. It doesn't matter when you start waking up, because then first you have a choice. If you are asleep, you have no choice. This is where choice comes in. Only when you start waking up, when you start getting a little alert, then you can do choices, then you can change things in your life. And I say that you can change anything. Absolutely everything, if you want. Willfully you have fed your own mischief. Willfully you have fed your own unconsciousness, your illusions, your dreams. Soon they will crush you. And that's how everybody gets. They get disillusioned. They get hurt. Because they had the whole focus on the wrong things. Then they are bound to get disappointed. They are bound to get crushed. Crushed by reality. Maybe not before they get old. Maybe not before they die. But then they will realize, all this for nothing. It was just dreams. By your own folly, you will be brought as low as your worst enemy wishes. You do it to yourself. You don't need any enemies. people do the most incredible, stupid, harmful things to themselves. This is what Buddha says. By your own folly, by your own unconsciousness, by your own unawareness, you will be brought as low as your worst enemy wishes. Don't be your own enemy. Be your own friend. And you can only be your own friend if you start loving thyself. If you start listening to your body, to your heart, to your feelings. If you start listening and become friendly, you can function the whole life without being in touch. Just like a machine from the head. Then the body gets no sensitivity, no feelings. That is what Gurdjieff said, man is just a machine. And it's true, like a robot. Not only that, but you press one button, then it gets angry. You press another one, it gets jealous. You press another one, it gets happy. You press another one, it gets frustrated. Just like a machine. Only when you are freed from this machine syndrome can you functioning as a free human being. Then you know. Nothing can push you because you know your own source. But by your own folly you will be brought as low as your worst enemy wishes. And that's the strange thing, people complaining. Because who has done it to you? Yourself. That is what is normal. People seem very helpless, they can't do anything for themselves. And you need other people to tell you. But start listening to yourself, then the body has its own wisdom. That's again why I want you to just stop, to feel yourself, get aware of your thoughts, of your feelings, where you are, of your eating habits, of your thinking habits, and see, is it worth? Maybe it's something better. Maybe you are used to being your own enemy. Maybe you are used to thinking bad. Maybe you are used to eating bad. Maybe you are used to being naughty. Maybe it's time to change, but you don't know that before you have tried. And I tell you, everything is possible. But only when you start realizing it. How hard it is to serve yourself. How easy it is to lose yourself in mischief and lies. How hard it is to serve yourself. Nothing has changed since Buddha 2,500 years, and Buddha's 2,500 years before that, and Buddha's 25,000 years before that. Nothing has changed. How hard it is to serve yourself. And you know it is difficult because the habits are very, very deep. That's why you have to be steady. You have to remember what you are doing. It's very difficult to change. And especially if you're not, how can you change if you don't know about it? First you need somebody who reminds you, what are you doing? Then the big work to start really listening to oneself. How hard it is to serve yourself. And how easy to lose yourself. Remember again that Buddha is talking to his disciples. He is not talking to ordinary people. Because ordinary people, when they say yourself, that means the ego. That means the old. When Buddha says serve yourself, he means serve your truth, serve your heart, serve your consciousness, your awareness. For most people, to serve yourself, it means to serve your unconsciousness. Serve yourself, eat more hamburgers and ice cream and do stupid things. Serve yourself, get a new car or a new suit and you will look better. Serve yourself with stupidities, with more unconsciousness. Don't think, don't feel, don't be. No, Buddha means serve yourself, serve your awareness. Be devoted to your heart. Be devoted to wisdom. No, be very alert, because it's very easy to fall downhill. He's not telling this to the masses, he's telling this to his disciples. That's why only the disciples can understand. An idiot, they can even misuse Buddha's word, because they know only the ego. How hard it is to serve yourself, how easy it is to lose yourself in mischief and lies. The kataka reed dies when it bears fruit, so does the fool. There is a tree in India that dies when it bears the fruit. So does the fool. Scorning, laughing of the teaching of the awakened ones. Joking about those who follow the law. They will perish when their folly flowers. When they realize, when their stupidity, when their folly comes to flower, then they will suffer. But nobody thinks about that in their unawareness. And remember, anybody who goes on the path, everybody who starts going away from the masses, anybody who starts meditating, anybody who starts following the path of love, they will be ridiculed by the masses, by your friends, by your own family. It's normal. Just relax. And if it's not so, it's very abnormal. Then you're very, very lucky. If they understand, it's almost unheard of. And that's why you need support. You need understanding from fellow travelers. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult to do it alone. Even if you are here, as soon as you go away, the old comes. Just now, I got a letter from some friends in Brazil or Argentina, and he said, it's so difficult. Everything was so clear when he was in the retreat in Brazil. And now he is back, and it's so difficult. All the old habits comes. All the people are coming, trying to pull him down. Please, please help me. You don't see that before you have touched something else. And then the whole thing starts. What you going to do? How you going to live? Now you have to be more aware. With awareness comes responsibility. Now it's very difficult to go back because he knows now how to be happy, how to be alert, how to be free. Now he has tasted. Now it's very difficult. The kataka reed dies when it bears fruit, so does the fool who are scorning the teaching of the awakened ones, laughing of those who follow the law, the Dharma. They will perish when his folly flowers. And whatever you do, it grows. So if you only do stupid things, if you only do mischief, that will grow. Till one day it will crush you. Truth is just the opposite. It will just grow till you just flower. Because that is light. That is anti-gravity. It will bring you up. Negativity will bring you down. It will crush. It will be very heavy. Very important words. Love yourself and watch. You've been very hard with yourself. Everybody has. Now be more sensitive. Be more gentle. Because only in this sensitivity can you start listening to your own inner wisdom, to your own heart. Because the heart is very, very shy and very, very fragile. And you have to be very, very quiet and intimate to listen to what it wants to tell you. You can't be busy. You can't be uneasy. You can't be restless. You can't have a lot of other thoughts in your mind, in your emotions. You have to be very, very still. And very, very available to listen. That's the art of meditation, more and more listening to your own inner voice. And to do that, you have to love yourself. Because who cares? You don't want to listen to anybody you don't love, or do you? Do you want to be intimate with somebody you don't love? No. But if love is there, then you want to be intimate. You want to be closer. You want to listen. That is the secret alchemy. Becoming quiet, in love, in the heart, in the cave of the heart, and then listen. And that is the same in satsang. When you are available, then you listen. Otherwise, your mind is somewhere else. Love yourself and watch. Today, tomorrow, always. beloved, I'm falling again. Last time I had this feeling, you told me to learn the art of flying. Then I would never be afraid of falling. That's what I told you, no? That's what I tell everybody, learn the art of flying, then who cares about falling? If you don't, you always be afraid, especially from the big tops, you always get afraid. Because you think you fall and you die then. You have to learn the art of flying. And I thought you were doing good, no? I could see you flying. You forgot how to use the wings? What happened? They don't know about this in Kristiansand, I know, that's the problem. They only know about it in very mysterious places. In the Kristiansand and these places, they don't know. I can see I have not learned this art yet. I'm not flying with my wings, enjoying the view, landing wherever I want. I'm just falling. But the good news is that I don't feel much fear. Right now, I can't feel the fear at all. I just feel the willingness to get more and more wisdom and clarity about myself. That's what is important. Even the flying is not that important. The willingness is the flying. You see, if you think too much about flying, it's like driving, no? You start driving a car. You can't think about when you drive around in your own car. You have to focus and listen to the teacher, to the driver instructor. You have to put your whole attention in what you're doing. Otherwise, accident, then you will never be able to drive. So it's good, just put your attention into what is happening. That is the willingness. Then everything will follow. Don't think about the future. It's very easy to think, oh, one day I will have my own car, I will drive very proud. I will drive around Oslo and Stockholm, Copenhagen, all the way down to Italy, to the Riviera. Suddenly you're gone. All the way to Riviera. And you're just learning how to drive. So take step by step. That is how life is. I mean, sometimes, of course, the mind will think, because it is nice to drive. And who knows, most probably you will manage one day. We maybe will drive to Riviera, who knows what will happen. But now, focus on the reality. And the willingness is the only thing that is important. The willingness to get more wisdom and clarity about myself. And to face what I have to face for the growing and taking new steps towards myself, unburdening myself. I see my habit of restlessness and not being aware and my impatience. This is how it is for beauty, and you will just see more and more of your habits. In the beginning, you don't see. Because you're just starting. Everything is unknown. The inner territory is totally unknown. You have to start studying yourself. As you go deeper, then you more and more see all your games, all your habits, all your blocks. But then you also know what you need to deal with. And then when you see it works, then you get excited. You know it's possible. Then the willingness, because you want to get better in it. I see my mind, how strong it is, and how it takes me away from what I really want. All the stories, all the comparisons, and not being good enough. All these games will be just more and more clear. And I see my whip, and I know the pain of it. Yes, love yourself. Today, tomorrow, always. Remember the words of the wise one. It's very easy to forget because you are so used to whipping yourself, to being hard of yourself. That's why I wanted to remind you. In this game, it doesn't help of being hard, of whipping, of being tough. No. You have to be very sensitive, receptive, available. This is the only thing that works, and the willingness. And that you have. But I know it's very easy. It forgets many times. Many times it forgets when you go away. So that's why you think about it, how you can be more around. That's the only thing that helps, that I know helps, till you are totally stabilized. And I see how difficult it is to accept all this. How easy it is to keep on the war inside. It's very easy, and that's why I remind you, and I always remind you, be alert, because the test is going to be when you go back to wherever you stay and live and do, in your so-called ordinary life. Because people, they are used to war inside. And if you are not strong, then that's what you will learn again. Because you are just one fragile flowers between many, many people who want the war. They have war inside them. Of course, on the surface sometimes they play the nice sweet games. But they have war. And then they teach you war also. And if you're not strong, soon the habit of the war comes back. You have to be with peaceful people if you want peace. No, it's not the right time to go to Gaza or the Baghdad or these places. No. First, at least be a really good peacekeeper. People are always having wars. That's what they're interested in. And they feel good about that because something is happening. It's very difficult to do nothing. Anything is better than doing nothing, even war. At least something happening. It's like with these people who are in this very negative relationship. At least they have an idiot to be together with. Oh, he hurts me, he's nasty. He drinks. And she's just a nag, I can't escape. Why be together then? The same thing. The war, you are used to having war. You are used to having conflict. You have to have a willingness to get out of it. But I feel safe. I feel taken care of. And I will not run away. That's good. You have nowhere. Where can you run? Into the war zone? Impossible now. Because now you have felt peace now. You have, that's the only thing. It's only two choices. Peace territory or the war zone. When you only know about the war, then it's, you can be forgiven then, because you don't know anything else. You only know about war. Many people only know about war. But when you first know about the peace, then it's very terrible to go back in the war. And they don't understand if you tell the people, hey, why do you fight? Why do you kill each other? They don't understand. No, this is the only way. This is what we have done for generations. What you're talking about, we don't understand this peace. You have to find people who know about peace. I feel safe, I feel taken care of, I will not run away. I will take care of this opportunity and face whatever is coming up to the surface. I'm in the cooking pot. Let me cook until I'm ready and tasty. Yes, I have to. I can't eat before it's finished, you know, because then... So that's the thing, you just have to be in the cooking pot, but you already been many times very tasty, and then what happened then? You go out of the pot, and then you know you're back again, you're cooking, and very good. Soon, no, stay in the pot, soon you will be, then I eat you, then finished. When the dish is finished, you can't stand, let it stand there. It's an art. First it has to cook ready, then when it's ready and a little cool down, then it's time to eat it. If it stays too long, then it gets cold again. So it's all about timing. You know the cooking, don't you? What? No? How is it now? You falling or flying now? You don't know, you forget everything now. Very good, that's it. How can you run away? You don't even have legs now. It's just the old mind thinking, you know. It's okay, I don't think you're going to run away. I love you. Thank you for being here for me and with me. When I first start cooking, I have to wait till it's ready, no? Any questions?
Question, but can I say something?
Oh, yes.
It's just that you talked about the burning, no?
Oh, yeah, the burning, yesterday.
And I feel it's burning so badly inside that I get so scared.
What is burning?
My heart.
Yeah?
Yes, it's so enormous, and the fear comes on top of it.
What is the fear then? Yeah. Come here then. What was your name?
Rupali. And you asked me when I got my name, do you choose the good or the bad?
Uh-huh.
And I said the good, it was so easy.
Yeah.
I went home and I've been in the bad so much of them. So
yeah, but that's how the story is, no? That's how it goes many times. It goes up and down. But you know what you have chosen, don't you? What you have chosen?
Good.
The good. Then, and how does that feel to choose the good?
When I'm eating that, it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. But go there now then. Now you have chosen it. Allow yourself to feel it. You have chosen the good.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what can disturb that? If you have chosen it and you stand up for it.
And I have to stand up for it every second.
Every second.
The fear comes all the time.
That's the old habit. You have to be a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
This is the battle of the old and the new, of darkness and light. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but you have taken the choice. And who are you? Because this is just the mind. Use your thoughts. Yeah?
Yeah, I know.
But you must be more than your thoughts, no?
Yeah, and sometimes I feel that and it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, it's good, no? Yeah. Can you go down now, beyond the mind? Where is that fantastic? Where is good? Yeah. You can go down now? Yeah? Then who can bother you there? Nobody. Because there is not the mind there. So remember, that is who you are. And there you are safe there. There is no fight there. Any fear there? No. And how is the heart?
It's very soft.
So you see, it's very, it's like a razor's edge. And you fall a little there, then you go a little bit there. You have to be steady. But you have to trust this is who you are. This is who you are. Not that mind. It doesn't matter how much fear, if you are not the mind, if you are not any of those thoughts. I know it's not easy when you're alone, because the habit. But you have to be vigilant. Don't get involved with it. I know you want to come, I'm not interested. You are not me anymore. I have found a new friend. You see how quick it can change?
Yes. Thank you.
Don't take that mind so seriously. Okay?
Okay.
What you did and you just laugh about it. Okay. Just what does it do then? Then it gets very shaken. Huh? Laughing of me, I'm very serious.
I guess that's what's happened, because I thought I should come here to rest. I think this would be so... Oh. And then I sit in satsang with fear in 2 hours and just...
Yeah, yeah, but now it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Because now you're connected to that space again. Yeah. You see, in satsang, nobody can escape because everything will come up. And then it will go. You just have to face it and learn from it and don't go there again. Even though it will come. I'm not saying it won't come because it takes time, because of the habit. But just be steady in yourself. You are not the mind. Good luck. Welcome to satsang. No, you have to start relaxing, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Many, it's not so easy to come, oh, I'm going to silent retreat and beautiful and meditate. You have to face what is happening. Ordinary people think meditation is just, you just escape from the world, from everything. But the meditators, that's the only one that is really brave to face themselves. Not to look at other people, but to look at yourself. And remember, it can be gone very quickly. Don't take the mind too seriously. And what was this friend in Holland, in Amsterdam? Damien?
Yeah.
Damien, no? Damien, he wrote the letter. It's very nice. He is writing music and things, and he says that he hasn't been writing anything for a long time. Then he was tuning into us. He knew we were starting satsang here. And he wrote this, "Beloved Swarad, sacred silence, you are the Blessed One. You are the sacred silence, what I was looking for. I close my eyes and I'm with you, and there is nothing more, nothing more to look for. You are the sacred music that fills my heart every day. I close my heart and open up. I can hear you play. Your music dances my way. You are the blessing in my life, Swaha. You are the Blessed One. You are my invitation to leave all the old behind. I'm getting closer every day, and my busy mind will leave it far, far behind. You are the blessing in my life. You are the Blessed One." Leave it far, far behind. Then a little poem from Ananda Lakshmi, who is waiting for me there. I get many poems from her, but this is the end of winter. With you in my heart, it's always summer. With you in my heart, it's the total end of the Norwegian winter. With you in my heart, it's summer on the whole planet. With you in my heart, no matter what season, with you in my heart is the end of darkness. It's like gold, it's like light. Your love make me all illuminated. Your Ananda Lakshmi. Very good. How is it going, Jaidev? Good? You still drive taxi?
Sometimes, yeah.
Many interesting people there?
Many good meters, yes.
Be happy you're not out driving tonight.
I am.
Because today people think it's New Year Eve. Why is anything special? Every day is special. This is a mass hypnosis. What New Year Eve? Well, we are ancient. We have been. What is the big point? Okay. But if it can help in any way, leave the old. May everyone have a happy new year. And leave the old as much as possible so you are ready for the new. Aum Shanti. Mm-hmm.